Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Over wall, freezing funds. I'm Elliot Francis. The president is expected to sign several executive orders today related to immigration, including an order directing federal resources to build a wall on the Mexican border. Reid Binion reports.
It's a promise that President Donald Trump repeated throughout his campaign.
We will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
And in the first week of his presidency, Trump is poised to begin delivering on that promise. The president tweeting Tuesday, quote, "Big day planned on national security tomorrow. Among many other things, we will build the wall." Trump set to issue two executive orders Wednesday afternoon in the Department of Homeland Security. Orders that address not only the wall, but other steps related to bulking up immigration enforcement. I'm Reid Binion.
Some Democrats urging President Trump not to jeopardize federal funding to fix the Flint water crisis. This after the White House froze EPA grants on Tuesday. I'm Elliot Francis. The Secret Service is investigating after one of their agents suggested on Facebook she wouldn't defend President Donald Trump if someone tried to harm him. Justice correspondent Pamela Brown has details.
This agent's name is Carrie O'Grady. She is a special agent in charge of the Denver Secret Service office. And according to the Washington Examiner, she posted on Facebook back in October one of several posts. But this was one of them where she said, quote, "Despite the fact that I am expected to take a bullet for both sides, but this world has changed and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be a disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women and minorities who reside here." And she ended that post writing, quote, "I'm with her," which of course was Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has been confirmed by the full Senate to become the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Haley is stepping down as governor after 6 years in office. South Carolina's lieutenant governor will serve the rest of her term. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans in the Virginia General Assembly is calling for new laws against distracted driving. They unveiled several bills saying distracted driving causes thousands of accidents and killed 175 people in Virginia last year. Republicans in the House on Capitol Hill have passed a bill to stop the district from using local tax dollars to fund abortion services for poor women. Now, Democrats had promised to fight, but just four Democrats, including D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, stood yesterday to oppose that bill. D.C. Councilmember David Grosso has long pushed a measure to expand voting rights in the district. He's trying again this year, this time with some help.
More than 50,000 people. D.C. Councilmember David Grosso says that's how many legal permanent residents the district has, but none can vote.
These are the same neighbors that we all have that are here legally, who are operating on a daily basis within the District of Columbia and should be able to weigh in.
Grosso wants that to change and is reintroducing legislation to allow those residents to vote in local elections.
This is allowing people to vote in elections where, you know, it's the state school board or the mayor.
He's hopeful it may get pushed through this year because for the first time he has at least six co-sponsors signed on. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The museum has laid off 26 employees, about 10% of its workforce, as part of a move to save money. It's not clear, though, exactly how much the cash-strapped museum will actually save through those job cuts. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,913. The Nasdaq at 5601. Sports, the Senators cool off the red-hot Caps with a shutout win in Ottawa. The Wizards win again. College basketball victories for Maryland and Virginia. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual Physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're up at speed as we start the early morning commute around the Capitol Beltway, Virginia, Maryland. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 running well up through to the Beltway. If you're coming south of 50 on 301, crash up ahead. Southbound 301 at 214 Central Avenue. Northbound side lanes reported to be open. Heading in through town, good. Nice quiet start here. As you head 295 either direction toward that Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, that looks good. Southeast-Southwest Freeway with your travel lanes open. 66, no troubles reported out of Gainesville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers staying mild, the sky stays clear as we're going to run up near 60 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, some clouds come back in with showers later, 49. Tomorrow, 55, some showers in the morning and then developing sunshine with a gusty west wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Centerville, 43 in Gaithersburg, 46 degrees in Washington. Well, the jury is still out on America, but Donald Trump is sure making 1984 great again. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, time to get up and around. We've made it to the middle of the week. The weekend is within sight. And boy, isn't this an exciting time to be in the nation's capital. All kinds of things are happening, and they're happening quick. And we here on Mornings of the Mall are going to do our very best to keep you up to date on it and give you our assessment of it. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Denver Riggleman, he's running for governor in Virginia. 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador. Robin Rorick is going to be here to talk about the pipelines. He's going to build the pipelines. Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intel Chair, will join us at 7:35. And then at 8 o'clock, Hans von Spakovsky will talk to us. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today as our guest host is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. It's always a pleasure to have you, Colonel.
Brian, thanks for having me on. Good to be on. And as you said, exciting times.
These are exciting times. Time. Truly is. One of the things we learned yesterday is that FBI Director James Comey is apparently going to stay on in his job. This news mostly came from Comey, but apparently President Trump, it's so hard to
that's
get
right.
used to saying
the
that.
Transitions have been made.
That's right. President Trump has let it be known that he's going to not go after and ask for the resignation of James Comey. Now, right. This is controversial in many quarters because many people look at James Comey and they say, this is a guy who built a beautiful case against Hillary Clinton and then pulled his punch at the last moment and decided there wasn't a case there. Many people thought that that was a reason he should not be allowed to continue as the FBI director. FBI directors, in case you don't know, get 10-year offices. They get to serve for 10 years, and sometimes they are those 10-year times in office are actually renewed. But right. In this particular case, there were some who felt it was time for Comey to go. What do you think about it? Was it time for him to go? Did Trump make the right decision by saying that James Comey, the FBI director, could stay on the job? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is very rare for a president to fire an FBI director. And as I said, they serve 10-year terms. Only once since 1976 has one been removed prematurely, and that was Reagan appointee William Sessions.
And that was done by President Clinton.
Right.
So that's the only one that we have on record. Other than that, well, I mean, before 1976, before the Nixon era.
Right.
That's the only one we have on record. It would have been very rare for him to do that. I understand the desire to not, you know, rattle the cage and do that. But I do have some concerns about James Comey. And I'm wondering why in the world, they didn't, consider this as a possibility. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Tony?
Well, I just... I have a hard time accepting the facts of the case, so to speak, with Comey. Because it was, in my judgment, based on everything I knew regarding both the information which has been public domain and other things I've heard behind the scenes, that Ms. Clinton not only violated the law regarding failure to protect information, she actually did so with the intent to protect the Clinton Foundation, which, as we all know, is going away now. So there is still an ongoing investigation of that establishment of the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
And so that may be the one ray of hope, which maybe that's the ray of hope, Brian, that allowed Mr. Trump the idea of keeping Comey, because that investigation has not gone away. And one of the things Trump promised was to put her in jail. So maybe that's still in progress.
Well, there's a couple of things going on. There are a couple of investigations. It does appear that there is a continuing investigation of the Clinton Foundation, which, as you know, is sort of being shuttered right now by the Clintons. Funny how
buried,
that happened.
Buried.
Isn't that funny how that happened?
Yeah.
When nobody's in power and there's no influence to be sold, they decide to close up shop.
I guess the Girl Scout cookies weren't working.
I don't know what it was. There is an investigation of Comey that is ongoing by the Inspector General,
right,
who has apparently trying to decide whether or not James Comey followed the proper procedures during all of that. It's not all that the Inspector General is looking at, but it is a portion of it. And so, I think given all of that, look, it's a very high bar to say I'm going to fire the FBI director. You've got to have cause. You have to have a good reason to do it. It can't be just one of these decisions that you make because, well, I just want to go a different direction. It's really...
Well, I don't know. Why not?
That goes,
why
well, not? It goes against
you,
the
you
tradition
get
to, of...
You get to change everything else in government, Brian.
He has the right, and there's no doubt about it. It goes against the idea that we give these FBI director 10-year terms to give them independence. And look, you could have done it, and I think there have been a lot of people who would have said,
independence is based
goodbye,
on doing
so long,
the right thing.
See you later, buddy. They wouldn't have lost any sleep over it.
I wonder if he
actually reached that point. I don't know. I'm on the bubble about it, but I'm with you about one thing. There was no doubt that they had a case.
No doubt.
There's no doubt at all. Did he look at the Justice Department and say, well, I can't get it through the Justice Department?
That's possible.
It's possible. Mike and La Plata, what do you think? Were you surprised that Trump decided to keep James Comey as FBI director?
Yeah, good morning, Brian, Colonel.
Morning.
I'm actually really surprised. I mean, for the pretension of Comey, maybe he's going to let him play out as far as the investigation goes, and maybe Comey will step down or resign or something later on. But, I mean, for those of us who, the law is the law. I mean, it drives us crazy. The guy's got so much baggage, and so much doubt about the investigation itself and everything else.
Well, I do see your point. I mean, I could see where you don't want to necessarily change horses midstream. I mean, that could be part of it. The fact that this FBI director and his team has been able to essentially establish a good case. And Brian, I will give Comey that. He did establish an amazingly clear case.
Yes.
He just failed to act.
He just decided, but I'm going to ignore all this. Yeah, that was the thing that I think drove me a little crazy about the whole mess. And, look, there's another part of this that you will have to look at. Just step back, 30,000-foot view. And here's what I think it may have been going on. Was this a fight? Was this a distraction that Trump wanted to deal with right now. I mean, look at what's going on in the Trump White House right now. They are moving with alacrity on a lot of things right. that they said they were going to do. If you decide that you're going to upset the apple cart over there at the FBI and find another FBI director, and then you got to go get that person confirmed and blah, 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 and goes on and on and on. Well, it seems to me that if you do that, you are diverting attention away from, you're looking backwards instead of forwards.
That's true.
And I think maybe part of that may be the case. How about Jack in Lothian? You're on with Brian and Colonel Schaefer this morning.
He's calling me Tony.
I would say this is one of the first of many no-win moves, or we could call it lose-lose moves for Donald Trump, because, you know, either way here, he's either deflecting criticism or creating, I don't know. Democrats have basically laid a minefield for this guy because he comes into a job with these issues that have been created by an investigation of, hold on, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you going to do? Are you going to fire the guy who's already been confirmed, as you were saying, qualified apparently, because, gosh, he'll even investigate high-level politicians. What? You know, Trump should just look at the cameras and say, hey, you might want this guy to investigate me someday, and apparently he knows how to do the job.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks for the call. You know, it really was sort of I don't see that there was any way he could have lost if he did it, because Democrats would have been upset, would have been happy because they didn't like the way it was handled.
Right.
Republicans didn't like the way it was handled.
There was nobody happy.
Nobody was very happy right. about it. He didn't have a lot of friends right now and supporters in town. But he decided, I think probably what's going on here was an assessment that, why do we want to do that right now?
Well, again, I think you go back to the fact that there are current investigations going. So, mm-hmm. in a way, maybe with Sessions coming in to be the new DOJ, and I think there may be a possibility for a relook. And I think that may be the issue, is that, hey, factually, we have enough to go and do something about it.
Let's go take a look right now at 5:15. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hello, Jamie.
Good morning, and not too much at this early hour, so off to a relatively quiet start in Annapolis and Bowie on Route 50. That's good, nice and quiet. Let's stay in Bowie and come south of 50 on southbound 301 as you come up to the intersection of 214 Central Avenue. That's where we have a crash. Everyone had been stopped, but they're letting traffic get through in our favor. Early light volume, but you do have to watch for police direction in that stretch. No problems reported right now. 210 coming northbound 5301 and up through to Clinton and the Beltway. Good. We're good to Virginia on 66 Greenway and the toll road. Virginia 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge. Starting to see some of that volume already on the increase. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for today to be a gorgeous day. Temperatures around 60 degrees, very light winds out of the southwest, enjoy. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, maybe a shower passing through, 40% chance of rain, low of 49. Tomorrow, a morning shower, but then mostly sunny in the afternoon and sort of gusty. Temperatures around 55. Friday in the mid-40s, Saturday in the mid-40s, Sunday in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is 5:17 on WMAL.
Need firearms training? ValleyGuns2.com. That's ValleyGuns2.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Well, we're talking about James Comey, who's let it be known to his senior agents around the country that he is going to stay on as the FBI director, and that apparently is a decision that's been made by the current president, Donald Trump. Is this a good idea? This is a bad idea. I mean, there are detractors on both sides in this particular case over the way the Hillary investigation was handled and about these announcements that he made at very key points during the campaign. Democrats were not happy. Republicans were not happy with
Nobody
the outcome.
Nobody was happy.
But it does look like James Comey is going to continue to serve out the remainder of his 10-year term. Good idea, bad idea, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, there is a guy that we have on our show on a regular basis. You know him, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, comes
Great
out
guy.
And talks all the time.
Joe, yeah.
And he has... Well, let's just say that Joe has not been the biggest fan of Director Comey. Yesterday, on the obviously named Larry O'Connor show, Larry O'Connor.
I know that guy.
You know that guy? I vaguely remember him. he had Joe DiGenova on. Here's a little how that went.
I'm very surprised. I must say I'm almost shocked by the decision. I had sources very, very close to the decision makers in this process who had told me that there was a list of three people, which did not include Mr. Comey, to be named an FBI director. And the person who told me is a nationally known individual on the Trump transition team whom you have seen on television quite regularly defending and supporting President Trump. Obviously, the calculations involved in this must be Byzantine. Obviously, they've made a decision based on a whole host of factors, including whether or not they want to try to replace somebody. I think, of, quite frankly, would have been quite easily to have replaced him. But who knows? I mean, maybe they feel they've got leverage over him at this point for future problems. Who knows? I mean, it's quite strange.
That's, again, Joe DiGenova speaking yesterday on the very obviously named Larry O'Connor show.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. You know, he was very surprised by that and said that there were actually some people that had been, you know, talked about as a possible replacement for Comey. Ultimately, the decision being made to leave him there, let him go. What do you think about it? Ray in Bethesda, good morning. You're on with Brian and Colonel Schaefer this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Colonel.
Morning.
Hey, listen, I think that Helen, you got to get rid of him. I think he politicized his position in the FBI, and I don't think that his loyalty would be placed in the Trump and the president. I think he's got integrity for the rule of law, but you come up with all the facts that he did, and then you sit back and I think he politicized himself. I don't think he would be an asset to the FBI. I think if you polled FBI agents, I think they would say, eh, it's time to get rid of him. I mean, the stand-up guy everybody touted him as, I think that's down the tubes. I think, and he did it to himself.
Well, the rumor was, and you heard it, wide and far, was that agents were not very happy with the fact that they developed what they thought was a pretty strong case against Hillary and the lack of protection over secure documents and that private server. They built a pretty good case. They felt like it was a slam dunk case. And when you hear James Comey have that press conference and outline the case, you say, "Wow, that's a great case." And then everybody said, "But we don't think it's strong enough to go to court." I go, what?
Yeah.
Really?
No, and I think there's other things deeper than just this case. I think there's been other things that Comey has not done to protect agents inside. So maybe that's something else we'll come out to learn more.
It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own 1 or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more. All for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start. 7 on your side. four little words that pack a big punch.
Can you get that camera out of my face?
That hold government officials accountable.
Heads will roll.
Seven on your side.
Excuse me.
Alerts you to scams and protects you from ripoffs.
What about her cost?
Seven on your side spells bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away.
If I hadn't called Seven on your side, I would have still been waiting for answers.
Turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words. Seven on your side.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value. 2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, D.C., and heading 295 either direction, whether you're coming out of Riverdale, Chevrolet, and coming southbound. D.C. 295 good, off to a good run so far, and 295 north off the Beltway. So if you're coming over from near the Wilson Bridge, past the Naval Research Lab, toward the exit for the 11th Street Bridge, quiet start. However, if you're coming on the Douglas Bridge inbound, we do have a report of a broken down car. I'm not seeing any delays, so do be very careful. Again, if you're coming off of, say, 295 Suitland Parkway, South Capitol Street, and over the Douglas Bridge. Southbound out of the 3rd Street Tunnel as you're trying to merge to go onto the westbound freeway toward the 11th Street Bridge. Suddenly, we're coming to a slowdown through that stretch. Do watch, currently nothing reported. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crash just reported in Laurel, southbound right near 197. And in Bowie, southbound 301, south of 50, southbound 301 at 214 Central Avenue for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good clear sky this morning, nice blue sky this afternoon, close to 60 degrees. Some showers roll in later tonight, will fall back to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees. It's going to be a really nice day, almost 60 degrees today. Get out there and enjoy it. We're talking about James Comey is staying on as director of the FBI. That decision apparently made. Many people are surprised. Good idea, bad idea. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Dan in Harper's Ferry, you're up next with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that on the Comey issue, the law says he certainly deserves to be fired for what he did. But Trump, I think Trump has shown a degree of mercy, which is a good thing, too. And they should just make sure that they do like Reagan used to say, trust but verify, and just to keep a close eye on him to make sure that he doesn't do things like this in the future. He's certainly capable of doing a good job in the future, but we'll see what his actions prove to be in the future.
All right, Dan, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate the call. Greg in Indian Head, you're in with Brian and Tony this morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Hey, the way I see it, you know, Mr. Comey came into the job, you know, with bipartisan support. I mean, the guy had nothing but a reputation that spoke volumes about him. You know, he laid out a case that confirmed to the rest of us that she was guilty, but he didn't have the prosecutorial power to do it. So he's got Obama above him. He's got, what's her name there?
Loretta Lynch.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Lynch. Knew the case wasn't going to get pushed, but again, presented a case pretty much airtight to the rest of us that were paying attention.
Yeah.
That, yeah, she's guilty.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but look, and I think there are mixed emotions. The decision has been made.
For now.
It looks like that is going to continue, but thank you for the calls this morning. It is 527 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test.
Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up in just a moment, big day on Capitol Hill with some of the nominees, and boy, it's like every hour there's some major announcement coming out of the Trump White House. We'll give you up to date on that in just a moment. It's 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In just a few hours, President Trump will take the first steps setting in motion the construction of a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
We are told that he will be signing an executive action on that and other immigration proposals today and in the days ahead, focusing on immigration and security as well as visas and refugees in the days going forward, talking about terror-prone countries, Syria and elsewhere, of course, that he talked about so much in the campaign as well.
Of course. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. President Trump is also hinting at federal action to address the violence in Chicago. He tweeted last night, quote, "If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, I will send in the feds." President Trump is on the verge of nominating a Supreme Court justice. Mr. Trump has reportedly narrowed the choices to three federal appeals court judges, all ranging in age from 49 to 54. There have now been a total of 16 Metro workers fired as part of the transit agency's investigation into last summer's derailment in Northern Virginia. Those employees were terminated for what Metro says were falsified track inspection reports. Democrats and Republicans are teaming up in Richmond on new laws to discourage Virginia drivers from using their cell phones while driving. Several new bills target distracted driving, which the lawmakers say led to 175 deaths in the state last year. Maryland's high school graduation rate is improving. The percentage of students getting a diploma is now at an all-time high, according to new state figures, while the dropout rate in Maryland is now at an all-time low. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,913, the NASDAQ at 5601. Sports, the Wizards win at home again. The Caps lose in Ottawa. College basketball wins for number 12 Virginia and number 22 Maryland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Welcome to 2017, WML listeners. How's that new year coming along for you? Crushing those New Year's resolutions, huh? Well, here's an easy way to make a real impact and help others. Donate your car, your van, your truck, or your boat to Cars for Kids. The nice people at Cars for Kids will arrange a free pickup of your vehicle in any condition at your convenience, plus no paperwork for you. And besides doing a good deed, you're going to get a tax-deductible receipt and a voucher for a three-day, two-night hotel stay. Your generous donation will help fund great programs for kids, and let's be real for a second here. You weren't really sure what you were going to do about that old car boat anyway, right? So let it do some good in the world and call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com to donate today. Don't forget, that's CARS with a K. Again, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Call now and see how easy it'll be to make a difference in your community.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan? I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my Plain English seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on February 7th in Fairfax or the 9th in Columbia. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270 commuters. Here we come out in the Frederick area. A volume toward Urbana and Hyattstown. Nothing reported along the way. In the upper Marlboro area, though, Bowie, southbound 301, south of 50. Southbound 301 at 214 Central Avenue for the two-car crash. You're under police direction. So at this early hour, I'm not seeing too much of a backup. But again, just be alert and watch for police there at the scene. DC 295, we're doing okay inside the Beltway as you head north toward the Naval Research Lab and up toward the 11th Street Bridge. If you're heading over the inbound Douglas Bridge, we had a report of a stalled car on the bridge. Traveling 66 eastbound right as you come up to the Capitol Beltway. Looks like we have a tractor trailer over to the right shoulder and a vehicle behind. So you're going to see a little bit of activity here. Two vehicles, tractor trailer and a car, east 66 as you come up through to the Beltway on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're seeking cold and snow, you're coming to the wrong place. Lots of sunshine and mild today, up near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, some showers in later, 49. Those showers may clip some of us for the commute in tomorrow morning, but then sun for the afternoon, windy, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Haymarket, 43 in Hyattsville, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Busy, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. 635, Denver Riggleman. He's running for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. 705, Ambassador John Bolton. We'll talk about the pipelines with a spokesperson from the American Petroleum Institute. Former Congressman Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Chair, will join us at 7:35. And Hans von Spakovsky will join us at 8:05. It's a very busy day, and a lot of things are going on here. And we're very happy to have, as our guest host today, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Good morning to you again,
Tony. Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. Good to be here, as always.
All right. We think it's important right now, given the flurry of activity, the explosion of activity that is happening at the White House right now, to give you sort of a rundown on all the things that are going on and then all of the things that are about to go on. So we're going to do this two ways. We're going to start by telling you what happened yesterday, and then in a moment we're going to move forward to the things that are expected to happen today. I mean, it is breathtaking, Tony. I've been in this town a long time. I can't recall a flurry of activity out of a White House like we've seen over the past
No, it started on Inauguration Day, and it's kept rolling. You know, I'm not sure if the people are sleeping over there, to be honest with
you. Yeah, here's some of the things that we know. Yesterday, first of all, let's start by that. The president authorized the construction of the Keystone and Dakota pipelines. We're going to talk about this a little bit later, as I mentioned, with Robin Rorick with the American Petroleum Institute. But this is something that people have been saying, come on, make a decision already. And I remember when Obama came in office, he'll make a decision very soon. He never did make a decision over the course of 8 years.
Well, not making a decision was a decision.
You're right. And so now we are going to build those pipelines. And that is, I think it's good for industry. I think it's good for jobs. I think it's good for our economy. And I couldn't be more happy about that. We learned yesterday that the new president will address Congress on February 28th. That is going to be something that happens. It's called a joint address of Congress. It's not a State of the Union because that's already taken place. This is a joint address, February 28th, an invitation by Speaker Ryan to the current president, which has been accepted. So put that on your calendars. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was confirmed yesterday and has left South Carolina for her new post as UN Ambassador. So that happened.
Right.
And then late last night, if that weren't enough, apparently Donald Trump got on the Twitter machine and said that if Chicago can't clean up its mess, I'm willing to send in the feds.
I think it's good. It's called leadership. I mean, Brian, think about it. You actually have higher casualties in Chicago than you have in Kabul. Think about that.
Yeah. The Dems did get votes yesterday on Ben Carson, on Elaine Chao for transportation, and for the Secretary of Commerce. All that as going forward. Those were committee votes. They will go forward to the full floor. And we are now hearing that yesterday we learned that Manchin of West Virginia will vote for Tillerson, so it won't be a straight party line vote. He will get the vote of Manchin, Senator Manchin. Also, Democrats did what they could to delay consideration on the floor of the Senate of Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General, a stupid move that
just
is designed.
It's just dragging you.
Nothing was going to change.
Right.
This guy is going to be the Attorney General. This is nothing but just, you know, an attempt to slow down the process, and it doesn't make any sense at all. So, Democrats, I don't know what you're up to.
Well, Brad, notably, we talked about this before it came on. I think Obama had a total of 7 people already cleared when he was first
inaugurated. And one already in place. So he started his administration on day 1 with 8 people.
Right.
And we've in place.
We've had, like, 2 maybe.
Well, 3 now. 3. 3 or 4. Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's just, you know, the Democrats are not reliable on this.
No.
Okay, now let's look forward to today. This is going to be a big, big national security day. The president is expected to assign a number of immigration-related matters. And this will take place apparently at a ceremony over at the Department of Homeland Security and not at the Oval Office. Among the things he will do is he will begin the process. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Building the wall. Hey, how about that? He's going to say, here's the construction permit, get busy.
Right.
Apparently, the law currently exists for him to do that. He doesn't need new law. He can start the process right now, and so he's going to put out the bids,
I
guess.
He's built a lot of stuff, too, in his career, so this could be interesting.
That's right. So that'll be very interesting, another campaign promise that was kept. He will also sign orders that will ban the entry of refugees, mostly, except in extreme cases, until they can be vetted more properly. This is a temporary ban on refugees entering the United States. And he will sign an order, apparently, that will say that there should be no visas for the moment, no visas issued for those who come from, you ready? Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen.
I'd add Saudi Arabia on that, but then again, I'm probably
going
to cause problems by saying that.
That would cause some problems, but nonetheless, it is again another promise that he said we're going to stop people coming in from these countries when we know that a lot of people are coming in don't have our best interests at heart until we can find a way to more thoroughly vet them.
There is no vetting, and we've talked about this in the show several times, Brian. There is no vetting. There is no way to vet, and until there is a method established, probably via the intelligence community, now led by new and better people, I believe, we should be, basically more cautious than we have been. So,
I mean, what I love about this is that the president is wasting no time in doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right.
How many times do we hear these promises from politicians and say, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and people say, yeah, and I'm going to vote for you, and I want you to do that, and then they don't do it.
Well, I think it's been a problem.
This guy is getting it done, yeah.
Right.
And look, there's some heavy lifting to come, don't get me wrong. One of the things we're going to talk about here in a short while is also apparently the decision by the president not to go after the Dreamers. A controversial decision, and we'll talk about that coming up starting at 6:05. It is now 5:43.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Learning to conceal 28-ton Bradley fighting vehicles and M1 Abrams tanks in any type of terrain takes a high level of skill. Soldiers assigned to the 4th Infantry Division's 1st Battalion, 68th Armor Regiment, 3rd Armor Brigade Tank Combat Team are learning the skills of camouflaging these vital assets in wooded terrain at presidential range in Poland. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 commuters. Yes, a little bit of volume here in Manassas starting to form. No surprises there. But just keep alert as you come up through to the Beltway, because I'm still looking at traffic up at speed, and we have a tractor trailer and a car on the shoulder. So a little bit of a distraction here right at the exit for the Beltway. So 66 east, not causing any delays for now at the incident shoulder. Let's go into the district. 295 southbound as you pass East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Just that volume forming. We're looking good on the Douglas Bridge. Had a report of a stalled car, but I'm still seeing traffic moving by without any trouble there. Suitland Parkway, right as you come off of Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue and approaching, passing the Beltway toward Forestville Road. That's where we had the crash. It looks like that's now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're seeking cold and snow, you're coming to the wrong place. Lots of sunshine and mild today, up near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, some showers and later 49. Those showers may clip some of us for the commute in tomorrow morning, but then sun for the afternoon, windy, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is now 5:47.
Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Well, listen, there's a kerfuffle that has arisen, and I don't think it's much of a do. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think there's a whole lot of there, but let me you're going to hear about it, so let me go ahead and give you a heads up on it. The Trump administration has told the EPA, the Agriculture Department, some other places around the federal bureaucracy to quit tweeting and to quit texting and to quit talking to reporters.
Just be quiet.
Just be quiet for a moment. And they've said no social media updates. Shut it down. We will soon be bringing in people who will be, you know, giving you guidance on what our policies will be. But for the moment, you know, we don't want you out there tweeting a bunch of stuff that is not reflective of what this administration believes.
Right.
Which I think is their right.
It happens every administration, Brian. Every administration goes through this.
You're absolutely right, and it's going on in this one. But because many of the areas that they have been most adamant about not hearing from have been places that have been going forward and talking a lot about climate change over the years. Now all the climate change people are up in arms about it and say, well, it's censorship. You're trying to ignore science. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the EPA ban and others comes, members of the Trump administration continue to send people out to the different agencies. A lot of these people have not been hired yet.
Right.
It takes a while to get the ship turned around from one administration to another.
Absolutely.
And all they're simply saying here is, until our people get in place and can tell you what our media strategy is,
just chill.
Don't speak for us.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, amid all this, the Park Service was told, in no uncertain terms, after all that kerfuffle over how many people were on the mall for the inauguration.
Yes.
Well, after all that, they were told, would you just stop?
Just stop.
Stop your social media. And
hold your horses.
And so, amid all this, there was a tweet that came from the website or the social media outlet for the Badlands National Park. And I think that's in what, South Dakota? South Dakota. And it basically was talking about climate change and the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and salinity in the ocean and how the ocean is now more acidic than it's ever been. Had nothing to do at all with the Badlands National Park.
Right.
And it went on and on and on. And then a lot of people who were, supportive of the idea that we need, the climate to change is caused by mankind, were on there voicing their approval of these tweets. And then all of a sudden,
they stopped.
They stopped and they were erased. They were deleted. They're gone.
Yeah.
And the question is, how did this happen? And one of the stories that I'm hearing suggests that it may have been done by somebody who no longer works for the Park Service but still had the passwords to get right on this particular account. And so, they have shut that down as well. One more time, let me just say, when you have an election,
things change.
The administration that is in power gets to decide what things are said on its behalf.
Right. Well, first off, I think there needs to be balance to the whole climate change thing. Look, I think I've talked about this before. I actually have a degree in environmental studies.
Is that right?
And yeah, I that was one of my two majors in college. And I'm sorry, based on the science, it is a hoax. There are things going on constantly. So I can see why this administration is saying, hold your horses. We're going to examine the facts for what they are. That piece of the White House website is gone. And, you got these other people who have been out there basically putting forth their view of this without, I think, a fundamental understanding of what the science really is. So that's one thing. Next, though, is the idea of what you just said, Brian, is that this administration has the right to establish its own voice, to establish its own policy regarding how they approach different issues and how that voice is used.
Yeah, that's because there was an election.
There was an election.
And elections have consequences.
Absolutely.
And the Trump people are in charge and they get to say this.
Right.
So I don't understand all the kerfuffle. Here we go. This is the way it is. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Time to hear from L. Rushbo.
Well, Democrat senators are already coming unglued over the Trump administration's planned spending cuts. TheHill.com calculates that there could be $10 trillion of cuts over 10 years. Now, many of you don't believe that's possible, but if Trump really does cut the bloated federal budget, prepare for a tidal wave of hysteria from liberals unlike anything you have ever seen. If Planned Parenthood's defunded, the drive-by media is going to go apocalyptic. They will paint a picture of women dying in the streets, even though there are thousands of medical centers across the country to handle women's health issues. The drive-bys won't even mention that Planned Parenthood's business model includes harvesting baby parts for sale. Liberals are already stressing out that their precious public broadcasting dollars might be cut. Liberal broadcasters might have to put on their big boy pants and actually have to face a ratings book or real market competition in order to survive. And the left is organizing to spare the National Endowment for the Arts from any cuts. In the past, the NEA funded masterpieces like the anti-Christian work Piss Christ. It's a crucifix in a jar of urine from the artist Andre Serrano. Have a suggestion. Liberal celebrities like Meryl Streep, George Clooney, Ashley Judd could join forces with noted artists like Madonna and form a private endowment and pay for this crap yourselves. And then the left would never complain about spending cuts ever again, would they? And I know this doesn't have a prayer, but it should.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 as you come eastbound, right as you approach that exit toward the Capitol Beltway. Along the right side, that's where you had the tractor-trailer car stop, but along the right shoulder. So nothing is blocked. A little bit of volume, though, just on the approach. Just caution. Inside the Beltway through Falls Church, we do have the stop and go. Hey, Maryland, have you covered on 270? Don't panic. It's the volume right now. As you approach Route 80 or Bannon down past 109. If you're joining on from, say, Clarksburg and beyond, still wide open, heading down through Rockville to the lane divide. DC 295 South, just seeing some of those delays forming past Benning and East Capitol Street. We're good on the 11th Street Bridge, better on the Douglas Bridge. Stalled car has been cleared, and I'm looking at traffic moving along just fine. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sky is clear and winter for the next couple of days. Nowhere to be found. Lots of sunshine near 60 today. Some showers later tonight and dropping down to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 556.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to old man winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer, now starting at just $17.98 and up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only, while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed mortgage rate higher than 3% with an APR of 3.2%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of only 3.2%. Before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call now, 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Coming up on WMAL, Trump is going to sign some executive orders today on immigration, but apparently will not do anything about the Dreamers. Are you okay with that? Also, we'll talk to Denver Riggleman this next hour. He's running for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Straight ahead right here on WMAL. It is 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.